There is a growing movement of business owners who know that better isn't always bigger. Welcome to the Company of One podcast. I'm your host, Paul Jarvis, your ride or die for challenging the idea that growth is the only byproduct of success. The show picks up where my book, also called Company of One, leaves off, with more stories, more ideas, and more research into why staying small is the next big thing in business.
The more interesting problem to solve is how can you have a small company that's calm, not working crazy insane hours, and have a huge impact? That to me is really interesting.
We probably will take a couple years to get to 100 people. It's the case that we're not growing at a rapid rate. We're trying to grow at a very sustainable rate and be very mindful of our revenue per employee.
Even if you know that you should start small, it's really easy to start bigger than you should.
The following is a passage from my book, Company of One, available on January 15th, 2019, wherever you get your books in whatever format you get them in. It's assumed that hard work and smart thinking always result in business growth, but the opposite is often true. Not all growth is beneficial, and some growth can actually reduce your resiliency and your autonomy. In truth, embracing growth appears to be an easier route more often than not, since it's much easier to throw more at any problem that may pop up. Want more customers? Well, hire more employees. Need more revenue? Spend more. Fielding more support requests? Well, then build a bigger support team. But scaling might not be the best or smartest solution to the basic problem. As a means to generating higher profits, what if you acquired more customers simply by creating more efficiency, so you didn't have to hire more people? What if you generated more revenue by finding a way to spend less, again, for higher profits? What if you responded to growth in support requests by finding a better way to teach your customers how to use what you sell so they didn't have to ask as many questions as often? What if you didn't have to work more hours to finish a project, but just work more efficiently so you could then enjoy more of your life away from work? Growth, in the typical business sense, isn't always a smart strategy if it's followed blindly. Much of the research reported in this book will strongly suggest that blind growth is the main cause of business problems. It can leave you with an unmaintainable number of employees, unsustainable costs, and more work than hours in a day. It can force you to then lay off employees, sell your company for a less than optimal price, or even worse, close up shop completely. What if you worked instead towards growing smaller, smarter, more efficient, and more resilient? Staying small doesn't have to be a stepping stone to something else or the result of a business failure. Rather, it can be an end goal or a smart long-term strategy. The point of being a company of one is to become better in ways that don't incur the typical setbacks of growth. You can scale up revenue, enjoyment, raving fans, focus, autonomy, and experiences while resisting the urge to blindly scale up employee payroll, expenses, and stress levels. This approach builds a profit buffer for your company to weather markets and a personal buffer to help you thrive even in times of hardship. The Company of One approach doesn't apply just to a single-person business. It's the model for using the power of you to be more self-reliant and more responsible for your career path. Although a company of one can certainly be a small or a single-person business, it's unlike most small businesses whose end game is usually expansion or growth at the peak of profitability. A company of one questions growth and stays small on purpose. A company of one also isn't simply a practicing freelancer either. While freelancing is a perfect first step to becoming a company of one, freelancers are different because they exchange time for money. Whether they're getting paid by the hour or by deliverable, if they're not working, they're not getting paid. All of the freelancers' relationships are one-to-one, meaning each time paid work occurs, a freelancer has to do something and use his or her time. In contrast, a company of one is more in line with the traditional definition of an entrepreneur. If you're utilizing systems, automations, and processes to build long-term business, you're not trading time for money, but instead operating and profiting outside of the time you spend working and beyond your one-to-one relationships. For example, whether you're creating physical products, selling software, teaching online courses, customers and users can purchase and consume these products and services without your company of one putting in time for each transaction. While developing products can be time-consuming and iterative, the number of customers can be almost infinite for a company of one, and profit can happen outside of time spent. Where a company of one is concerned, as we'll see in the rest of the book, scaling customers and even profit doesn't always require scaling employees or resources exponentially. So a company of one is a collective mindset and a model that can be used by anyone from small business owner to corporate leader to take responsibility and ownership for what they do to become a more valuable asset in any marketplace in terms of both mental practices and business applications. It's a blueprint for growing a lean and agile business that can survive every type of economic climate, and ultimately it leads to a richer and more meaningful life. Just as Michael Pollan's food ideology is summarized by three simple rules, eat food, not too much, mostly plants, the company of one model can be laid out in similar fashion. Start small, define growth, keep learning. So that's an excerpt from Company of One, which is out on January 15th, 2019. And be sure to look for it wherever you buy books, and it'll be available for pre-order this fall. Company of One is hosted by me, Paul Jarvis, and is based on my book, also called Company of One. You can find that book on Amazon or at your local bookstore. If you'd like for me to pop into your inbox when new episodes of the show are available, you can hop on the mailing list at ofone.co. And if you enjoyed this episode, please do me a solid by leaving an honest but favorable rating and review on iTunes. Thanks again for listening to the Company of One podcast.